Hi, and welcome to the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. This one's a little bit of stoppage time, because we can't take the time, Brandon and I, to break it down more than once every month or two. When an opportunity arises, we have to take it. Hi there, from Mornings on 107.7 The End, I'm Gregor, host of Nerd Talk for Odyssey, and he used to do radio. He does voices, stand-up comedy, he's a dirtbag, he's Florida through and through. He's Siege.
Hello. I am basically trash. Thank you very much for that perfect introduction.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about fan boats in the last 24 hours because I am in your state of Florida.
Yes, you are. You are right in the armpit of my state of Florida.
Yeah, it is something. I keep like trying to not say bad things about Florida, but I'm like, no, it deserves all those bad things because it's really, it's just very dirtbaggy here.
It I mean, really, truly we is. Own it. Yeah. That's Florida man is a badge of pride in a way. So yeah. It's like, you know,
it doesn't mean you have to be bad either. Like, I feel like you're a good example of being a good person and being a Florida person at the same time. Is that fair?
I would absolutely say that. I mean, we did just walk through your hotel with me holding my underwear in my hand.
That's true. The fancy hotel that I'm staying in. So I'm in Orlando because of the rocket launch that didn't happen today. And Siege lives 3 hours south of here, so he drove up for the rocket launch as well. Mm-hmm. So we've been hanging out. And then the rocket didn't launch, so that's a giant bummer. But then the Sounders are in town on Wednesday, a big match against Orlando City FC, a big must-win 3 points on the road match for Seattle. I don't know if it's time to start saying must-win game, but I feel like it... I mean, technically, it's not must-win because they're not eliminated if they don't win it, but it's...
I mean, we're not going to murder the entire team if they don't win, but, yeah. I mean...
Maybe.
I mean, it all depends.
Maybe some of the team?
I don't know how the single entity system works exactly, but, I mean, some one way or another, somebody's going down.
Okay, good. It's not me either. what's the name of the park here? Euphoria Park or something like that?
Exploria,
yes.
Doria, the Exploria Park.
Having never been to Exploria Park, I look forward to seeing what a quaint experience that looks like. I got to be honest, on television. So real quick. So the rocket launch doesn't happen. Now I'm kicking around the idea of, since Seattle's going to be here anyway, why don't I just stick around and maybe watch that and then try and see a rocket launch on Friday when they try and do it again? So
I definitely think that you should and enjoy some of the shithousery that we're going to do in the upper corner.
How many people travel for this match? What do you think? Like, will there be, are we talking low teens, high hundreds? Like,
I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, like the first time we did it in 2016, I think there was probably close to 300 in our section up there. And last time was 2019, I think it was. Yeah. And it was much less, but we were definitely over 100. So I'm not entirely sure how many of those are local and or travel, but the guys from down, I know the guys from down here, we have guys from all over the state coming in from Jacksonville, Pensacola, Tampa, Miami, the Keys, from other states around Georgia, Alabama, all that stuff. So
we're just naming states now. We got one from Washington. I mean, we got,
there's another state called Tennessee.
Oh,
I don't know.
Well, I welcome anyone from any states that are going to come boo this other team, because that's hilarious, but...
It's funny, they wear purple, laugh at them.
God, we talked about this off air a little bit, but I kind of, like, really love their jerseys. Maybe not this year with the black shoulders or whatever, but it's a beautiful color, purple.
It really is. I'm kind of jealous, and I think that's why we stole the Hendrix jersey.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, it really does.
Not on me, because, well... weight loss, but
the shorts look good on you though.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's nice. So anyway, big match here, and it's such a coincidence to just happen to be here. You're like, are you staying for the match? And I was like, match. Yeah, you know that team that you do a podcast about, they're gonna be in the state that you're currently dirtbagging,
like, literally 2 days after.
And I was like, oh, I can't do that to my poor wife watching our child who's a 5-year-old handful. Okay, well, anyway, I guess, like, tell us about your supporter group, just for anyone that's new to you.
Well, I mean, basically, we're Tropic Sounders, at Tropic Sounders on Twitter and whatever social media you can find us
recently
on.
Recently re-added to Twitter after being temporarily banned for being threatening.
Yes, threatening. Telling Danny Leyva to burn down the entire stadium in L.A., so they put me in jail for a week.
Was it just you, or was it the whole Tropic Sounders
It was the Tropic Sounders account. I like to do the match previews and the halftime and full-time analysis, and I get mouthy. I get a little precocious.
So who reports that, though? Is it a bot that sees you saying burn
down?
It's
got to be a bot.
Or is it some boner that, like, just wants to get...
I mean, if there's somebody really that hard up for me, I probably would have been banned by now.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I mean, just go through the history.
So. They're probably looking for, like, threatening language, like burn down and then all caps.
I'm surprised I haven't gotten in trouble for asking Brian Schmetzer to take his shirt off on every single game. So,
dude, Big Gun Schmetz, man. He's got the... I want to see it.
Daddy Schmetz.
I feel like he's got...
He's going to ride into town on a horse, just completely naked.
He'll be, you showed up for the bike ride? Well, I'm here for the horse gallop. That would hurt your balls, right? If you rode a horse nude.
I mean, I don't know. The saddle could be cushiony. I wonder if they got memory foam for that.
I just assumed that if you're nude, that there's no saddle. I feel like you'd go bareback if you're riding nude on a horse.
I mean, that's an entirely different level that I have not explored yet. But I mean, we are in Florida, so let's get dirty.
I would like to encourage you to at least consider it.
I will. Dude, I'll take him out on a nude fanboat ride.
It blew my... First of all, please do that. Or just go on your own. Or you met someone that could take you out, right?
I mean,
like at the Best Western or whatever.
Where were we at? That was Waffle House or the IHOP or something? Have you ever been out on an airboat? Mommy and Daddy built me one.
So I was driving out the first day or two that I got here, and I was driving out to Pensacola. No. Cape Canaveral.
Cape Canaveral.
Thank you, where the opposite rockets direction. Are, right? And I was driving towards that, and a guy goes blowing by me, like, way faster. I was going too fast, and he goes blowing by me, dragging his fan boat behind. And I was like, wait, shut up. That's like a real-life fan boat. This isn't, like, this is for real. This isn't, you know, medulla oblongata. This is like... and then I saw another one and another one, and I was like, am I in Swamp People land? Because yes. I feel like I am.
The Everglades are here, man. Up and down the middle of the state, like, you've got plenty of places to go on airboats. I mean, we could go probably about 10 miles west of here before your plane even catches flight. We could go get for a ride.
Wow. I like... If I stay for Friday...
If you stay, we're going on an airboat ride.
Oh.
I'm going to go back to Waffle House and get what's-her-name's, like, phone number. And then we'll go out there with Mom and Dad.
Hey, you got to do you, Waffle House lady, but, boy, that blue eyeliner was something.
Oh, that was another level.
Yeah, like, you like the Orlando Magic a lot.
I mean, she really liked us, too, so...
Yeah.
It's because it was our city ham.
Did you go to serve city ham at Waffle House? I haven't been to Waffle House in 10 years, so I was really stoked to do that until we were walking through the airport/hotel and it took a turn for the worse on me. Oh boy. Okay, so once every other year, Seattle comes to town.
Yeah, basically.
Here, which is weird, but it's awesome because you get a chance to...
I mean, now with Miami, maybe they'll come once a year, at least one to Miami and one to Orlando. If MLS could ever get their scheduling straight, we could do like a whole big Florida swing and just get, you know, Saturday and Saturday. Everybody spend a week here and just like, we'll just get ridiculous.
Even if they did Wednesday through Sunday or something.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, or Wednesday through Saturday. What are the cheap travel days? Anyway, yeah, I like the idea that there's a direct flight on Alaska, even though they... sponsor the Timbers, which is weird. Direct flight from Seattle to Orlando is pretty dope. So
I've seen them also on probably JetBlue to like Fort Lauderdale for further south for like the Miami games.
You're talking about the guy who thought Everglades meant mountains. So yes. I don't you're like the mountains.
It's a river of grass.
What's Glade?
Literally what it means.
Glade means glass. Glade is like in French or something.
Grass. A river of grass.
Oh, glass is what I said, right?
Yeah.
You said grass.
Yes. Okay. It's okay.
What is an Everglade? I like want to know now.
It's the glades of forever.
Oh, well, that explains it.
It's the stuff right off the Sawgrass Expressway.
Gosh, I miss Brandon. We need a good Googler, and I'm not going to do it myself.
What is Google anyway? It's all fake news.
We are in Florida, aren't we? That's amazing. Yeah, okay. So it's not mountains, and then there's like probably no mountains in Florida whatsoever?
We have Mount Trashmore, which is the dump down in Broward County. And there's Mount Dora, which is somewhere in the middle of the state, which I'm not exactly sure where it is, but I think they say it's like the highest point in Florida, which is possibly about 300 feet above sea level.
Hill, yeah.
Yeah. So that's about it. Otherwise, like,
why is it called the Everglades? Sorry, I just have to... Why did they call it the Everglades? I just have to look it up. I can't. When the early explorers first viewed the Everglades long ago, they saw large fields of grass. Ever from the word forever and glades, which is an old English word that means a grassy open place. The Native Americans who lived here named it Paheoki, which translates to grassy waters. See, now you're talking.
So technically, I was right.
Of course you were right. Yes. I thought they were mountains, okay? So whatever you say is better.
Yes.
And, like, we got, like, on this crazy lost adventure trying to get to this hotel, right? And we went over, like, a little small canal connecting some things together. And I was like, oh, is that what you're talking about? Where you could, like, drive a fan boat between the houses and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. There might be an alligator that goes swimming by from time to time.
You can basically connect anywhere in the state of Florida with, like, canals and rivers. Yeah, basically you can go essentially from the Everglades all the way up through the spine into like the armpit area and even over to the taint. You'll get there.
Pensacola is the taint, is that correct?
Pensacola is the taint. Yeah. It's the underpiece. Yeah. If you just look at the map, you can figure it out for yourself.
Okay. Yeah, cuz Florida's America's dong.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure that everyone's going to be real proud of how serious we're taking this.
Of course.
Let's Tropic Sounders, so we got to...
I mean...
Respect.
You have to dip your balls in the holy water of everything once in a while.
Of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, the Gulf of Mexico.
Do you believe it that was created by a meteor hitting the Earth and killing the dinosaurs?
I believe a lot of things.
Here's another question I have for you, unrelated. Somebody told me that... If we really could, he started by saying, don't Buzz Aldrin me, but if we could really go to the moon so easy back then, how come we haven't been since? And I was like, what part of that do you think was easy? It's like, the moon is 30 Earths away, right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Or I mean, how long did it take away? Last time we went
Maybe
to the moon?
Maybe it's 30 moons away. 30 Earths?
30 planets.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's far. It's not just like reach right out there and high five it.
Yeah.
Distance. Like, it's far.
Wasn't it like a month trip last time from Earth and back?
That's when they sailed there, but when they used the rocket, it was 3 days each way.
Okay.
Yeah. But when they would use the galleons, the space galleons, they took a month.
Of course, of course. You got horses and Pegasus.
Yeah.
And
space horses, of course.
Yes, please. Space horses.
You have seahorses for Earth and space horses.
I have to be... culturally correct.
Now that there's a space force, I need you to also
space horse.
The space horse. Anyway, people say infuriating things to me in Florida, and I don't know. That was in Tacoma, though. For instance,
so. People say infuriating things to me in Tacoma.
Yeah. The end. Full stop. Okay.
Just well. Period.
Okay, so Seattle Sounders are like 10th place right now with a game in hand. Blast in the Cascadia rivalry. Timbers won George back the Cascadia Cup. Yeah, terrible, right? In that, I'm not going to complain about it, in that bad result from the weekend. We all know why that was a bad result.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a handful of matches remain. What, 6 or 7 that are left? I don't have the stats in front of me. Sounders need like a bunch of points if they want to find themselves in the playoffs for the 13th out of 12 years or whatever that
we just need to get on like one of the heaviest hot streaks that we've ever gotten on. It's just everybody needs to get their gear basically, and absolutely. we need to CONCACAF the hell out of it, and you
drink
know,
a cup of CONCACAF.
I mean, seriously, we've had so many spots where we could have just, you know, killed a little bit more here and there. Yeah. We could have, you know, it's just frustrating. It's little things. I mean, the team has played well.
Yeah.
They've missed some chances and they've missed some chances to like just capitalize on other mistakes. And we're just making mistakes like where we shouldn't be. And it's there. You see, even with the formation change and everything, it's getting some more guys open. It's getting some more guys downfield. It's getting play in wider areas, and it's even bringing Albert more forward, which is what everybody has wanted all season.
It's so tough with all the injuries, because that guy already started the season out of position for himself, and like, he's done such an awesome job of being a critical role there. But you, like, for me, I wanted to see Christian Roldan step back
yeah.
and play that role a little bit more, and send Albert up top a little bit more so he could play in his more natural position. But then you lose Christian, you got three of your four main defensive midfielders and a guy who doesn't really play that spot.
We got to remember that last year, before Obed even stepped up this year,
yeah.
in the beginning of the year, we had Josh Atencio
yeah.
playing back there
yeah.
with Joao Paulo. And like, there have been times where Jordan switched over to the right and we've started Leo Chu. Why couldn't, if Jordan's going to switch over to the right, we throw Albert up there
yeah.
on the left and have maybe a Tencio or yeah. Roldan. I mean, I'm not the guy doing the tactics.
No,
I leave that up to Daddy Schmitz.
Yeah, of course. And his big king, guns, man. Yeah.
You know, but I mean, there's all sorts of things that sometimes it's like you want to try. But I mean, I love the 3-5-2 right now. So,
yeah, I don't. When Christian went down with the surgery.
Yeah.
Listen, they're saying 4 to 6 weeks. I'm calling it season ending because I know better than the professionals. But also, I feel like they're bluffing.
Of course.
Just to keep people intimidated or keep spirits high in the squad. But like, Christian out, you really, that center midfield, you really don't have a, there's not really a big spark right now.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I love Danny Leyva, he's not going to go in there and absolutely just scream at a guy. And like it's like the meme or the picture of Christian just basically grabbing Blanco by the shirt. It's like, that doesn't happen
yeah.
with Danny Leyva's not young and impressionable, but he's not going to go in there and just absolutely smash somebody. Josh Atencio is awesome. I love him too.
Yeah.
He's not going to do it.
He's a bigger dude at least.
Yeah, he is.
He's got the physicality more so than not that Leyva's not a physical guy, but he's just.
Yeah, I mean, from there, we need somebody who's going to spray balls all over the place, which is like what? Yes, I said it like
that. That's for our other podcast, This Week in Soccer Porn.
Yes. Sorry about that.
Yeah, please.
I'll save the material for the correct pod. But Christian knows how to pick guys out from the back all over the place, like Ozzy did, like JP did, like Goose did.
Yeah,
so, I mean, that's kind of the end. Unfortunately, Albert steps on the ball and looks for like the quicker, shorter pass to kind of build slowly.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need to just spring and just go, man.
Yeah. It feels like that there's going to have to be some real urgency these last few matches.
Yeah.
If anything's going to come of it. If I ask you right now, where do you stand on Seattle making the playoffs this year?
I'm never going to put it out of the realm. I mean, this team at the beginning of the year was literally the best team that we've ever constructed.
Mm.
It's the best total team in Major League Soccer.
Yeah.
And we have had some injuries like hell,
right.
But the guys have not stopped.
Yeah.
They haven't stopped fighting. We have gone through so many injuries. And I think the way I see it is, you know, we played well against LA and we got shot in the ass in the end.
Yeah.
We played well against Portland for parts. I mean, you could see what we were trying to do, but you throw everything out the window when it comes to those matches anyway.
Yeah.
Orlando, we've smashed them down here. They're playing well. They just stole a late match last night.
Yeah.
But we can get them. They are a beatable team. Yes, they're in the playoffs right now, and we're not.
Yeah.
But
that can change just as easily.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. It's so few points between all the teams that anything can happen. If you remember 2016, we were basically out of it until the last like two or three matches.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'd like to reiterate, pass the ball to Rui Diaz.
Yes.
That's for me, step one.
Just get him touches, man.
Yeah, because his touch to goals is crazy. Okay, so on a personal note,
yes.
I think that you are weird. No.
No, I mean, you're absolutely correct.
On a personal note, who is your favorite ever Seattle Sounders FC player?
That's a tough one, right? That is a very tough one.
Like, what's your type of player? What's the type of character that you like out there?
Well, I mean, I've always played through the spine. I've always been a 10-8-6. And even when I collapsed later on and ended up in goal.
Still in the spine, yeah.
Still down the spine. But Ozzy has been my guy
yeah.
since the beginning. I love JP.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd ever love anybody as much as Ozzy, but JP is pushing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And my son loves Christian just in the same way that I loved Ozzy. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely somebody in the defensive midfield, but the way that those guys played on the ball and could make people look stupid as well as, mm-hmm. you know, just dictate everything. I love a steering wheel. That's basically what I love. So those guys, I mean, just toughness and...
Yeah, that the 6 and 8 roles are like so. That's like you got to be such a tough and mentally tough player yeah. to do it well. And you see JP out there just screaming at people and steering the thing around. And my God, I hope he gets better.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's that's truly been our biggest loss, and it was fortunate slash unfortunate that it happened in the championship game of the CCL. Oh yeah, guys, guess what? We won the freaking CONCACAF
yeah.
Champions League this season.
Yeah.
And, you know, since then, we've been really just looking for somebody else. And Obed was there. Obed's hurt. You know, Christian was there. Christian's hurt. We can't really filter guys in and out, in and out, in and out, and expect consistency. It's just impossible.
Other than anything we wear this season, favorite ever Seattle Sounders FC kit.
Ooh, man, that's...
Because I know you'll just go to Jimi Hendrix if I want to. So.
I do love the Jimi Hendrix. I have the Pacific blue and long sleeve that like I wear pretty
that
much
early. First couple seasons.
The one that looks like the little tiny waves on it. It's the dark blue,
right.
Stripes. I've got that in the long sleeve.
It feels real good. It's great material.
Yeah. I love the pitch black. Of course, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Any of the shale gray. The one green one that I absolutely loved was the one that had like the embossed space needle
yeah.
down like the left chest, side. Like I miss when Adidas let us be creative like that.
I wonder what that was. I wonder like what the decision making was that they were going to like hold everybody to such tight constraints, probably better marketing.
Let's give us like 4 designs and you guys stick within those. And then I don't know.
I get it for the 25th anniversary in the 26th year, but like it's like
I even like that. I mean, that looked like a
took me a long time, man.
Baja Blast slushy, just like poured into a clear cup. I mean, I kind of dig that. I always would have liked it we could have had some sort of like hoop shirt, and to me, that was kind of the hoop shirt, except they went with the solid rave green shoulders on top and back like that. It's like
when you say hoop, you mean like a QPR or something like that?
Kinda. Rings I mean, around the... like at least this kind of looked like it. It was, you know, the slushy in layers. But, you know, if they just went all the way around the body, it's like, I don't get what it is with like, I mean, we have multiple different colored numbers. If that hoop went all the way around the body and you used white numbers or blue numbers or whatever, I mean, you'd still see them.
I'm the kits right now. I'm like such an old man about this, but like they're real bad.
Yeah.
Everything's real bad. The style right now is not, I want just like a classic, really clean kit.
Like we talked about last year. I mean, even when Brandon made the fake mock ones up, I would have loved to have seen like a Croatia style checkerboard.
Yeah.
And I mean, this Absolutely. Is close, but then it's also not. So
it's so interesting when that was launched. I was like, oh, I really like that. And then I got one and I put it on and I was like, to be fair, maybe it's because I see myself and I'm like, you fat. But
no, Gregor, you're very pretty.
I didn't say I wasn't pretty. This just got weird. No, but so maybe it's like me being judgmental about myself. But also, like, I didn't like how the pattern went when I was wearing it.
I honestly
don't notice it on the players at all.
It's one of those things that I liked it when it was launched, and then seeing it in person, I was just like, man, this just feels so cheap.
It's underwhelming.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a very good way of putting it. It's almost like they need to put if they're gonna put like the way that they make that the quote unquote flags down the front of it, if they're gonna make them wavy and stuff like that, put some depth to it. Put some like you know, it just looks like a tire track. I mean, I hate saying it, but it looks like we got run right over.
Yeah, yeah, by like a team in blue.
Yeah, basically.
Tell us about Corndog Squadron, please.
Corndog Squadron. This is a group of some of my best friends that we're all Sounder supporters. We also support all sorts of like USL league teams and just all over the country. And between
New Mexico United.
Yes. Yes. We do love New Mexico United. We Tampa Bay Rowdies, you know, used to be the Harrisburg City Islanders until they decided to fold. But Indy 11. But we're all over the country, and we get together as often as we can.
I'm on in Sacramento, and the Republic has been a great squad over the last decade. The first team to ever come in, and did they beat? Or I remember they were the first team that came and played S2 at Starfire back when they launched that. And they brought supporters, and it was fun, and it was cool.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It's just a group of us, like a bunch of guys and girls, and we get together, and the first time we really had like the full group together, the origin story was Minnesota, the first Minnesota United away. Like we were getting people coming in from Chicago, and I flew up to Chicago. We drove out with other people who were already there, and you know, across the country. It's just really cool.
We laugh about that a lot because my buddy Cool Keith, shout out to Cool Keith.
What up, Cool Keith?
He would disappear during matches, like at halftime or something like that, and he'd be gone for a while, and it was because he was hunting down a corn dog. And he'd come back with a corn dog, and we'd be like, 60th minute, Cool Keith is back with his corn dog.
Absolutely. Or at least
the stick, so yeah. Hard to come by. We were discussing this a little bit when we were like walking around the airport downstairs, and it's like, there's something about professional sports getting too uppity about all the things in the stadiums.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just, like, go and get, like, classic nachos that look like yellow Legos have been melted and poured on top. You
exactly.
know, you can't just get a corn dog and a cheap beer. You can't, like, those opportunities aren't there because you need to have, you know, 7 cheese nachos.
I don't need truffle oil on every single thing that is made.
Yeah, and it's exciting that there's a few cool things like that, but, like, not at the expense of all the traditional stuff.
There used to be... You used to be able to, like, I like to think of it like
old minor league. Old guys complain about changes.
Old, old, old. Yeah, it's, like, I like to think of the experience that I love, like, old minor league baseball stuff. Like, you can go get a corn dog, you can go get a slushie, you can go get a hot dog. It's like chicken fingers. Yeah, all that stuff's fun.
They do, like, Thirsty Thursday, and they do, like, $2 beers or whatever, and you get a 6-ounce pour, but whatever. Like,
there you go, but I mean, whatever. It's something that is fun, and everybody's participating in, and everybody can enjoy it. I'm sorry, I love sushi, but I don't need to, like... I'm not going to be pogoing in the supporter section with sushi rolls.
Yeah, and it also, that's just a weird thing to pull off in at a stadium. Like, I just have, not that I don't.
I can't imagine walking down the stairs in the section with it.
Can I have $37 sushi so I can get back to, like,
It's hard enough paying $14 for a beer anywhere.
Dude, I made it, like, 4 straight seasons without spending a dime at then CenturyLink Field.
Yeah.
I just refused to give them my money. Sometimes one of my friends would show up with a beer for me and I wouldn't, okay, well, that's your money, whatever. But I just wouldn't give them a cent. Then I had a child and then I only get to go to matches so every so often. So I'm like, whatever. Let's have some fun. And then I regret it the next morning. So
I just remember being shocked the first time, it was the first Atlanta away and we had, it was the World Cup. It was the same day as the World Cup final. Mm. And they had us get in. They made us coming to the stadium about 4 hours early. It was like 2 hours even before the World Cup final. So they could watch the World Cup final on the screen up top there. And I was away capo that day. And when we went to the snack bars and everything to go get some stuff. And I was like, I just need water. And I gave somebody $20 bill, said, just go get whatever this gets me.
Yeah.
It'll probably be like a water, maybe two. They came back with 5 waters, and I was just like, are you kidding me? It just lasted me the whole match.
This magic, Atlanta.
I know,
tell
right?
Tell us your ways.
Unfortunately, it was Dasani, but I mean, well, sorry, Dasani, if you're a sponsor.
Yeah, exactly.
My views are not those of Gregor or the Full 90 Soccer Podcast, but they are definitely that of Brandon.
Hey, he does this for free. It's okay. Okay, so let's say we wanted to be a Florida dirtbag and we wanted to join your noble cause. How do we do that? Where do we start?
First, take off your shoes.
Yeah.
And your socks.
And go into the bar.
There you go. Walk into the bar. You got your tank top and your board shorts.
And make them so they're shorts that you can't be pantsed in. This is something I learned today.
I mean,
is that you want them to be so tight that you can't be pantsed because you never know when a siege is walking around.
It's true. It's true. I mean, I will pants you. I have not grown up whatsoever.
It's Florida. Yeah, if I've learned anything, it's like, no, you can pass on those. Listen, media,
if
it's fine.
If you're going to get pantsed in Florida, there's a very good chance that you will be eaten by an alligator.
Oh.
If you can't defend yourself from getting pantsed, I mean, what else is going to get you?
Skin tight clothes, I'm telling you.
Wild boar, pythons.
Yeah, there's a lot of little tiny lizards here. I like.
Oh, but those are cute.
They're so cute. I like love them. And then like I saw like one that had clearly just recently been stepped on by a drunk person going to a whatever. And I was like, oh, you're now lizard. Squished. Okay. Land so art. how do we join other than, I think you said take your pants off or something like that?
What no underwear.
No, okay.
Shoot, you gotta be no nice shoes, and steamy. Socks, all underwear. Over. Your shirt constantly has to be filled with sweat.
Yeah.
You have to have a layer of sand and salt on your legs and arms at all times.
Yeah, check.
Let's see. The wild hair. What else? You have to wear some kind of minor league baseball hat from a team that's completely obscure and probably has one of those nights where they give away something that gets thrown at the players.
Oh, yeah.
Injures somebody.
Sure, sure.
It's somebody has night. To go to the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or could they just join ECS and then designate?
I mean, they could join ECS. That would be nice. And if they do, they should designate their subgroup as Tropic Sound. I mean, I've said
Tropic Sounders like 11 times.
Oh, it's all good. Tropic Sounders. When the origin story way back when in 2002, when we actually first started, we were highfalutin calling ourselves the Tropic Sound Social Club.
I love it.
Yeah, just, and we would literally just show up and be, you know, Florida dirtbags.
Is there enough of you like in Miami to get together and watch a match together sometimes?
Unfortunately, because Florida is such a big state and we're spread out all over, we don't get together as much as we would like. Yeah. But for big matches, like weeknight matches weekend matches that are at a reasonable time, we can get together. There are plenty of times, like during the weekend. I don't know how many times we've had Sunday at 7:30 Pacific kick times. That's 10:30 Eastern. The match isn't even over until after midnight.
Yeah,
and people are going to work in Monday morning. Yeah, yeah. So
rough, but, dude. That's crazy.
But when we do, we get together in some good spots in downtown Miami. We've got people who get together in St. Pete, Jacksonville. And I mean, we tear it up when we get together.
I do not doubt.
Yeah, and trust me, it's like anytime we have an away match, like that's literally the only time that we really get to go all out and have fun together. And we go hard, man. We go hard. Like, that's one thing I can always assure you.
Well, that's fun. Okay. I'm trying to think about what I learned today about.
You learned you like guava sour beer.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, Western or Pacific time.
I learned that you are a spine man. You're a real predator.
Yes. I am a predator.
Rare. And so your favorite player is Ozzie Alonso.
Yes.
What else? Anything else? Nope, that's all. That's all I learned today. We spent 32 minutes and I learned.
You learned diddly jack.
Two things. Okay, well, watch the Sounders play against Orlando City FC on Wednesday night. We're recording this on a Monday afternoon. They play on Wednesday night on the road in Orlando. That means the game starts at 4 something. I could look it up again, but you can too. You could have the Google. You found this podcast somehow. So
stop being lazy.
Yeah, don't be like us. Do as we say, not as we do.
Don't be like Brandon and not be here.
Yeah, Brandon. Hi, Brandon. We miss you.
Miss you, Brandon. I love you.
I wish you could be here and watch Rockets not take off with us.
I don't. Ride your bike. Come here. Hurry.
Ride your bike to Florida.
If you start now, you can get here.
If you put those big inflatable wheels on your bike, too, you can just go right over the Everglade Mountains.
You should get the little plasticky, clicky things that you put on your spokes that go dunk 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 dunk. Makes you quicker. I promise. It's science.